Hello. Hello.
Mr. Whittington?
Yes, Jerry, I have sent it.
Okay, hold him, please.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator?
Good brother, how are you?
Fine, glad to hear you back.
Ran into some disturbing news that now you're not on the ballot in this town.
Well, we don't
call. All begin on again. I thought that we have a lawyer here who came and explained it to me, and it can be straightened out, but you better have somebody down there look at it and first figure out what your situation is, and then how you want to handle it. I can help you with it, but first you better have somebody down there figure out what has to be done. Who's you just going to talk to? He'll still need me to go explain to your people.
I'd guess Cliff Carter, and he'll get him in charge with the general counsel over there.
Well, that's over there at the committee.
Yep, Harold Leventhal.
Right, so now, you don't call me to thank me for putting your bills through anymore. You just kind of let that go by the board, I guess. You're pretty busy down there.
Well, what have you put through? I didn't know it. You haven't called me. Why don't you call me and tell me what you'd put through?
Got to be putting interest equalization.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You got a better bill than you sent us.
When did that happen?
Well, we agreed on the conference yesterday.
Yeah, well, I've been to New York. I went to the Bar Association yesterday.
Put that excise tax bill through for you. But that's all right. You're busy, but
well,
you know,
wait a minute,
time
no?
You start out, you were about having that fine tradition of calling about it.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Old buddy, I appreciate all that.
I sure do, but I didn't know that you'd put two. And you got to, you tell me when you do those things, you know, but I don't know it. I didn't read about it. What is the excise tax bill? I don't know. What is it?
Oh, you it's been so long ago you forgot about it.
You mean in killing it?
Well, you had to extend them, don't you recall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were going to expire.
Yeah.
One other thing, Mr. President, we can get this insurance bill, which will help you. Now, there's 8 million veterans benefits. Now, all you got to do is ask Tiger Teague to go along with that. He just wants you to feel like you owe him something. That's all you got to do is ask him to go along with that bill. We can pass that. You can get the credit for it. But I'm not running, but help you. That 8 million families take out that veterans insurance that you helped me put through the Senate about 6 different times. He told me that he'd do whatever you want to do about it. He wanted you to hear his side of it, so he might listen to some of his guff, but if you ask him to do it, he'll go along with you on that. And Gleason thinks it'd be terrific.
Well, I had somebody working on it, and they told me they were arguing about nurses' homes or insurance or something else, and they didn't decide which one they wanted to do.
Gleason and Tiger. All I'm asking is that Walter Jenkins told Tiger Teague that he was going to recommend to you that you go along with him on some bill which he's passing and sending to us. You've got a letter down here from Bureau of Budget saying it's in line with your policy and you think it'd be a nice thing. And so Teague said, well, now if you fellas help me with that bill, then I'll do whatever the president wants to do about your bill. See, that's this insurance bill. Now, Now, between us, you and I know those veterans are so used to getting pensions and increases in their pensions that you won't get any mileage out of that, but you take all these fellows like me who'd like to take out that insurance. We'd get all thrilled and excited. Now, wives would like it more than we would, you know, to get some insurance.
Now, what does it provide?
It just lets them take it. It just gives them a year to take out their National Service Life Insurance. Mm. Don't you recall? You helped me pass that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Several times.
Yeah.
And Tiger would do that if you'd ask him.
All right, I'll go back and see what the situation is and look into it. And I do thank you for both bills, particularly interest equalization, because it's the latest.
Well, I'm not
through the most recent.
Right, right. Why are you talking to me lately?
Yeah.
Well, all I want is my little bill.
Right.
I'll get you your bill. You just take care of me on mine. And I'll send this fellow down there and talk to Carter. And we can get it fixed up, Mr. President. We got to get somebody to help us one way or the other.
Right.
Either get that Supreme Court of Louisiana to side for us, which could be done, I guess, or else get the governor to do something. Frankie.
What has happened?
You see what that stupid ass did?
What causes it?
I want you to give him $100 million out of Tideland money. And then he proceeds to announce he's going to vote for Goldwater.
Did he do that?
Yeah. If I was going to vote against you, I wouldn't ask you for nothing. I'd say that you, the sure way I don't get it, is to say I'm going to vote against you, you understand?
When did he say that? I didn't know he'd say it.
Well, he said he thought he was going to have to vote for Goldwater. He said he guess he's going to vote for Goldwater because he might have to, you see?
Well, now, who took the name off the ballot?
Well, what they did was this. See, you heard of PRES.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they had to be in the State Central Committee, and so PRES, they got to put you on the ballot. So PRES said, well, he wants to put Wallace on, too. If you're going to have that, put two slates on. So then they have a resolution putting both of them, you and Wallace, on, which at that point's fine. I mean, I'd like to have Wallace on there. The guys are going to vote for Wallace. Most of them wouldn't vote for you anyhow. So then PRES gets some guys to file a lawsuit saying that action is unconstitutional. Now, and so that this little district judge, you might know, he was about two classes behind me in law school, proceeded to decide that with Perez. Now, but the guy who defended the damn suit's a Republican to begin with, you understand? So you're not being very well defended, time the guy who defends it is against you, you understand? So I think we can fix it up one of two ways. Either they got to call the State Central Committee back, or else we've got a good friend who's Chief Justice of the Supreme Court down there. And I think that I helped save him politically, and he hadn't forgotten he's a real decent guy. And I think we could get him to go to work and maybe make that Supreme Court decide for us and have Wallace on the ballot along with you and Goldwater. I don't think it hurt a bit.
That'd be good.
But, of course, old Wallace is making the campaign to go get him some electors, I guess. We'll put him on there. But we've got to do one of those two things. But I'll send this lawyer over to talk to Carter and explain that thing, and I think we can get it straightened out. But the first thing you do is to find out what your problem is, because if you don't know what it is, you'll never get it straightened out.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you.
Bye.